Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. China's central bank says that it will cut its bank reserve requirement ratio by 1 percentage point to stimulate more lending into a slowing economy. The new reserve requirement takes effect today. The move allows banks to hold on to less of their money and lend more of it. The cut will release $194 billion into the world's second biggest economy. China's central bank also says it will cut an extra 1 percentage point for commercial banks providing agricultural financing and an extra 2 percentage points for the Agricultural Development Bank of China. It will also cut the requirement by an additional 0.5 percentage point to eligible banks that lend a certain share of loans to agricultural borrowers and small businesses. Morgan Stanley says its quarterly profit surged 60% as revenue from trading stocks and bonds lifted the investment bank's result. First quarter net income rose to $2.3 billion from $1.4 billion a year earlier. The biggest boost came from trading. Morgan Stanley says sales of trading of stocks brought in $2.3 billion versus $1.7 billion the year before. Trading of bonds, currencies, and commodities rose to $1.9 billion from $1.7 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 17,933. It's up 163 points. The NASDAQ, 4368, up 19. The S&P 500 is 2089, and it is up almost 14 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions in the Midwest will slowly dry down as we go forward through the next few days, but another storm system is expected late this week that will set back the drying trend for the lower parts of the region. Most of the precipitation that occurs today, tomorrow, and Wednesday will be focused on the Great Lakes region, where mist and very light drizzle, maybe a couple of rain showers, will occur periodically there as a deep upper-level low-pressure system continues to pump brief periods of light precipitation across some of the region from Minnesota into Michigan and southward into northernmost parts of Indiana and Ohio. For the most part, the precipitation will not be significant, but it will be coupled with cool temperatures this week, and the combination will not favor good drying conditions. We'll expect to see high temperatures in the Great Lakes region limited to the 40s and 50s this week. The same will be true for the upper parts of the Midwest, including the eastern Dakotas and parts of Minnesota. Further to the south, high temperatures will often be in the 50s and 60s, which will still be somewhat sluggish for drying across parts of the region, and there will be some other showers possible periodically across parts of those areas as well. The early outlook here suggests that lingering showers will occur mostly in the easternmost parts of the Midwest here rather early today. Otherwise, we're not expecting to see a lot of precipitation across the Midwest outside of the Great Lakes region and the upper Mississippi River Basin. There will be a few showers that will pop up overnight tonight and into the day tomorrow across the lowermost parts of the region, but that precipitation will be highly erratic and mostly quite light, not likely to produce more than a couple tenths of an inch of moisture, if that. And the shower activity that will occur at that time will disappear as we get into Wednesday night and into early Thursday morning. Another dry day for much of the Midwest will occur Thursday, but as we go into Friday, that storm system I mentioned previously will form in the central plains and work its way eastward through the lower parts of the Midwest as we go from Friday into Saturday morning. The storm system could produce a couple tenths to three quarters of an inch of rain. We'll keep an eye on that system. It might be a bigger event than what is being advertised. After that, several days of good drying conditions will occur once again, with the exception of the Great Lakes region, where there will be, again, some drizzle and some showers occurring periodically. The temperatures will try to rebound a little bit as we get into the weekend and next week, but there is a reinforcing shot of cooler air that's advertised for portions of the northern and eastern Midwest that will likely keep temperatures below average in those areas. The western Corn Belt will likely see somewhat improvement as far as warming bias is concerned. We will see the ground firm up a little bit quicker with a better farming activity likely to occur as a result of that. Again, this will be late in the weekend through the early to middle part of next week. Lower portions of the U.S. Delta and parts of the southeastern states will also see frequent rainfall as we move forward through the coming week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, lending support to generations of farm families. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit Illinois offers financial products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 5.11½, up 2.25. Now it's up 2. July, 5.16¼, up 1.5. Soft May wheat is 4.95¾, up 1.25. July, 4.92, up 2¾. May corn is 3.76¼, down 3.5. July, 3.83, down 3¾. September, 3.90¼, down 3¾. December, 3.99¼, down 3¾. Go out to July of 16, 4.24, down 2¼. May soybeans, 9.75½, up 6¾. July, 9.77¾, up 6¼. August, 9.74¼, up 6¼. November, 9.58, up 5¼. May soybean meal is $3.1760, up $2.50. May soybean oil is $31.67, up 15. The July is $31.86, and it is up 13. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. Did you have to bring out your heavy jacket again this morning?
I actually got out a hoodie and put it over the top.
Quite a change from what we saw Friday and Saturday when we saw a lot of corn going in the ground in parts of the parts of Illinois anyway, especially that corridor between Interstate 80 and Interstate 70. So a lot of corn being planted. You know, I drove to Jacksonville Friday night, and there was a lot of corn planters running, and I would say those percentages through there are pretty far along. Now, northern Illinois, of course, has not moved to much, and southern Illinois continues to be on the wet side. But we will see probably an increase in corn planting numbers here this afternoon, Dave. I think just shy of 15% is kind of the average guess here, which will be fairly close to average here for this time of year. And I think you're looking at the forecast here moving forward, although it is going to be on the cool side, it does look fairly dry, so I think the anticipation here is that quite a bit of corn will be planted here over the next week to 10 days.
I guess what traders will be looking at to see is how did planting go in the South and begin to calculate, is there potentially some switch over to some other crop or even prevented planting in parts of the South?
Yeah, and it's doing a lot of math here as far as what that means for the corn bean ratio. Also, we are seeing a little divergent here today with beans trying to perk up a little bit on news that China trying to spur their economy up. Anytime we talk about Chinese economy, it typically has some impact on beans, either positive or negative. Today's the positive day here this morning with anticipation that could lead to further demand here from the U.S. Also interesting to see what wheat ratings do tonight. You know, the southern plains have received some rain in the last few days, expecting ratings to be steady, maybe even a touch better here, and maybe we've seen the worst of ratings here moving forward. Time will tell, but be interesting to see if that crop can stabilize a little bit here as we get closer and closer to harvest time.
Meanwhile, when you look at these prices, hard red winter at 5.10½, the soft at 4.95¼, and you realize that some of our trading partners, notably Egypt, which purchased 200 million metric tons of corn over the wheat over the weekend, again completely passed the U.S. You got to scratch your head a little bit.
Yeah, and that continues to be kind of a lid for Chicago wheat prices here. Over the last few months, really, is it just not necessarily competitive on the worldwide market? Like you mentioned, continue to see World buyers turn to other sources, cheaper sources for the most part, and that continues to be kind of a concern. We saw that last week in the export sales report, just not getting much business going on the wheat side, and you know that's largely part of the reason that wheat futures continue to find some resistance is the fact that they just can't afford to get too much of a price advance if they want to try to get as competitive as possible here on the worldwide stage moving forward, because we definitely need to see some improvement in some export demand here moving forward.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
Have a good day, Dave.
You too. Aaron Curtis of MITCO. He is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, hard red winter May wheat is 510 and three quarters, up 1.5. Soft May, 495 and a quarter, up three quarters. May corn, 376.5, down 3.25. July, 383, down 3.75. September, 390.5, down 3.5. And December, 399.75, down 3.5. May beans, 974.5, up 5.75. July, 976.75, up 5.25. November soybeans trading 957, and they are up 4.25. You are listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It is now 9:01 Central Time.